Welcome to Stand Out, for entrepreneurs and small businesses who want to stand out in their industry and grow their business. I am Diana from monogrampublishers.co.uk, and in this show, we'll explore how to increase authority, define your unique value proposition, and create products and services your audience will love. Welcome to another episode of our Monday Monologues. In this episode, I will explore the role of having a clear direction, a vision, and a North Star in personal and professional growth. I want to start with a question I'd like to put out to you. Do you have a crystal clear vision in your mind of where you want to be, let's say in 5 years? If not, and there's absolutely no judgment here, do you feel you make decisions more as you go, reacting to life's events as and when they happen? Whatever you answered here, in this episode, I'm going to be making a case for how having a clear direction, a clear vision, and of course, what we call a North Star, will give you a massive amount of power and peace of mind to determine your personal and professional futures. So, what is a vision? A vision is more than a long-term goal. It's a clear mental image of what you want your future to look like, including your values, aspirations, and purpose. What is so powerful about having a clear vision is that it gives you a blueprint for what your actions should be, and also it gives you an infinite source of intrinsic motivation. All you have to do to get fired up is to think about this vision, and you're straight back in the game, super motivated. There is this beautiful quote by Helen Keller: "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." For those of you who don't know who she was, Helen Keller was an American author, advocate for disability rights, and humanitarian. And she lost her sight and hearing when she was very, very young. This quote is so powerful because without a vision, we might be waking up every morning, going about our business, but our lives are not purposeful. We're living aimlessly and with no intention. I would love you to consider the depth of this and how having a clear vision for where you want to be, aligned with who you are, with your values, your future aspirations, all of this can give your life such a sense of purpose. Imagine having the sense of, look, I'm on a mission here. I need to do this no matter what. This internal state of absolute drive will make any challenge, any obstacle, and disappointment feel tiny and inconsequential in the grand scheme of your vision. A great example of this, Martin Luther King Jr., who really embodied the role of a visionary leader during the American Civil Rights Movement. He had a vision of a society where people would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. As we all know, this vision was most famously articulated in his "I Have a Dream" speech, which he gave during a march in Washington in 1963. His vision was powerful because it offered a positive and inclusive future for the US, one that appealed to the country's moral foundation. So he didn't just critique the current state of racial inequality. Instead, he provided a hopeful, compelling picture of a united, just, and peaceful society. This vision gathered support across diverse groups, not just within the African American community, but also among whites and other minorities who shared his dream of equality and justice. This vision was so compelling that he and his followers could withstand violence, obstacles, and challenges along the way. So when you're thinking about your personal vision, consider what deeply motivates you and how your unique strengths can contribute to realizing that vision. Okay, so now that we have shown why having a vision is so important for creating a future that you love, let's discuss the concept of a North Star. And I'll start this section with another quote, this time from author Lewis Carroll. "If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there." The concept of having a North Star to be your guide is actually ancient. Throughout history, Polaris, as it's also known, is nestled in the constellation of the Little Dipper. and served as a guiding light in the sky for early civilizations. It was, and actually still is, an invaluable tool for navigation, timekeeping, and orienting yourself in the world. Seamen used the North Star's stable position in the sky to move through oceans and different landscapes. Its unchanging location made it possible for them to determine their latitude and navigate across open seas, especially at night. The North Star also played a crucial role in the agricultural calendars of early societies. Astronomical guidance was indispensable for scheduling the crops, which obviously they depended on for survival. So this concept of the North Star as a guiding principle that keeps us on the right path, that keeps us safe, is very ingrained in our collective unconscious. So when we personally have a North Star, this means we have an overarching goal or vision that guides all of our actions and decisions. Having a North Star is about the bigger picture, the end goal that gives meaning to all of our efforts. So going back to Lewis Carroll's quote, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. When you don't have a clear direction to steer your actions towards, any action, any effort, any decision is the right one. And without this clarity, you end up aimless. Who knows where? Unhappy, frustrated, and probably blaming the winds for where we ended up. And this position is one of complete powerlessness. So take a moment. If you need to pause this, please do so. But take a moment to consider this. Do you currently have a clear North Star? A clear destination? Or are you wandering, aimless, floating, pushed and pulled by random events? Let's talk about how to create your vision, your North Star, and also importantly, how to make sure you evaluate what you do on a daily basis, aligning it to that direction. The first step is to reflect on your core values. What principles are non-negotiable in your life? Consider aspects like integrity, freedom, family, compassion, or adventure. There are so many obviously different values that might be driving you, so create a list of some of these values and choose 10 of those values to sort of reduce that probably vast list to 10. These values, of course, are very, very important to you. And then the next step is actually very difficult. You need to narrow the list to only your top 3. And it's very hard because probably you're quite attached to more than 3. But once you get to these 3 top values, you'll know the underlying reason for how you make decisions and what has been currently driving your life. Writing them down really helps with clarifying and solidifying your thoughts. The next step is to discover what you love. Think about activities that make you lose track of time, where you get really absorbed in them, maybe subjects you're naturally drawn to or problems you enjoy solving, and write these down too. Next, evaluate what you're good at. Consider both soft skills like communication or empathy and also hard skills like any kind of professional skill. It could be coding, design, strategy, business, whatever this might be. The next step is super exciting. This is where we dream big. Allow yourself to dream about your ideal future without any constraints. So think about, where are you in this future? What are you doing? Who is with you? Ask yourself, if there were no obstacles whatsoever to my vision, what would this look like? Don't let your personal limiting beliefs seduce you into a tiny vision. Think big and aspirational. Also be super specific. The more detailed your vision, the better. It also helps to imagine your ideal day from start to finish, because it also provides you that context, that living experience of that future vision. Next, we need to translate this amazing, inspiring, and hopefully a bit scary vision into goals. So start by breaking down your vision into long-term goals initially. These should be significant milestones that are achievable in between 5 to 10 years. Make sure these goals align with your values from the first step and leverage also your strengths. Once you have your long-term goals, let's break them down into short-term goals. We need to create a roadmap. So think about what you'll do this year. Then think about this month and then this week. Make sure all of the objectives align with each other and they all point in the direction of your vision. Bear in mind that although you have a clear direction and action points, it's important to be flexible, especially in the day-to-day. The more you go on this journey, the more you'll learn, grow, and see more. And as a result, you'll have to make changes as you go. The next step is to define the actions. So for each short-term objective, define specific actions or tasks needed to get it done and assign a timeline to that task. This makes your vision actionable and time-bound. Okay, now you have your North Star, but there are a few challenges along the way, and here are a few tips that have really personally helped me. Set aside time regularly to review your progress. Are you moving closer to your goals? I often get overwhelmed because I get so excited about my vision and where I want to get to, that I get super impatient. I want to do everything simultaneously and I start to lose focus. What I do to avoid this is every morning I wake up and review my objectives. I evaluate the previous day and I determine the one thing, the most impactful action I could take that day that will push my figurative boat forward in the right direction. That becomes my priority for that day. If I get more things done, brilliant, but I focus on that one thing and I make it small enough that there is absolutely no way I can't do it. Another thing is to adjust as you go. Life is unpredictable, so be willing to adjust your plan as needed without losing sight of that North Star. Another super important tip is to surround yourself with supporters and people who encourage you and offer help, guidance, advice, or genuine feedback. These can be mentors or just people like you on a similar journey. Another great tip is to embrace a life of learning. So commit to continuous learning and self-improvement, because if your vision is big enough, it will absolutely require you to transform and acquire new skills or any new knowledge. Always view failures and setbacks as feedback and opportunities to learn. Always ask, what is this experience teaching me right now? Sometimes this experience might be painful. And still, if you're able to just keep a focus on actually, what am I supposed to learn from this failure? That will really keep you aligned. It will ensure that you are not as frustrated and that the experience is one of positive outcomes. And finally, and I think most importantly, stay resilient and practice gratitude. Going after big visions requires you to persevere. The key to challenges is how to overcome them. And also be grateful for the journey, for the learning, and for the people that help you along the way. This positive attitude will keep you motivated, aligned, and fearless. Creating a vision is a dynamic process. Your North Star may evolve as you grow personally and professionally. The key is to remain true to your core values and stay flexible in your approach. This vision will not only guide your decisions, but also inspire you to achieve your full potential in life. That is it for this short episode. I hope you found it useful, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Stand Out. Our podcast can be found in all the podcast platforms, and you can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.monogrampublishers.co.uk.